are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, now we are getting into this very interesting conversation that we will be having with Pastor Munga. Speaking about the scripture, I'll just read it for you all again, taken from the book of Second Samuel, chapter 6, verses 6 to 7. It reads, "When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out and took hold of the ark of God, because the oxen had stumbled," right? So it was like falling over. "And then the anger of the Lord burned against Uzzah, and God struck him down on the spot for his irreverence, and he died there beside the ark of God." Very, very interesting kind of story. I'm interested to know what you all think about this. Send through your thoughts, questions, comments on +27734703520. On the line to help us understand exactly what happened here and help us understand why such a harsh, it seemed like a very harsh response from God. On the line we have Pastor Munga. Good morning, my pastor.
Good morning, Sister Wong. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us once again on Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for me too.
Right. So help us understand here. This seems like it was a bit of a harsh punishment. It seems like it was a little bit out of the blue almost. Like, didn't Uzzah at least deserve a written warning first before he was struck dead? Right?
No, actually we... in the shoes of David, the next line there says, David became angry. He was annoyed equally by what happened. But we need to understand the circumstances of what God did. In the first place, God had given directions, how the ark was to be carried. The ark, like we find in Numbers chapter 4, verse 15, the people who were supposed to lift the arks were the Kohathites.
Okay.
And the Kohathites were supposed to lift it on their shoulders. And what was to be put on the cart, it was the curtains, which were done by the Geshonites and the Merarites. We find this in also in the same Numbers chapter 4 and also Numbers chapter 7.
Okay.
So it was a disregard for God's strict, clear commands.
Okay.
So was that
Uzzah's fault though? Did he have to pay the ultimate price for that? Wouldn't this be something that a decision that was made maybe by a group or something like that?
Yeah, in the first place, he touched it as an individual. Actually, what you see there is actually we are told that a cart stumbled because of the oxen who were carrying it.
Yeah.
So we find actually he had very good intentions.
Yeah.
So one of the lessons that we find that is that sins committed with good intentions are still punishable by God. Yeah. Very good intentions. He knew in the first place the whole assembly, the whole procession was not in harmony with what God had required. In the first place, God had said the ark should be lifted on the shoulders, but they put it on the new cart, maybe trying to impress God. After that displeasure, they put it on a new cart so that it looks well. And then as the cart stumbles, he tries to do this and that. No. One lesson we find also there is that God does not need help.
Yes.
He needs our cooperation. He needs obedience. He does not need our help. If it had stumbled, that was God's act. He could have taken care of it, not a human being. And the Bible also instructs that actually, no one was allowed even to look at that ark, apart from the priests. The priests are the ones who were to look at the ark when it was uncovered. So whenever they left, it was the priests to cover it. Those who carried it were not even allowed to look at it when it was uncovered. Which symbolizes the ark symbolizes the presence of God, His law. But one lesson that we find there is also that when we break God's law, when we have got unconfessed sins, it lessens our sense of sacredness of the things of God. Uzzah was not just some common person. No, he's a person who knew what God required.
Right.
But because of the sins he cherished, it lessened his sense of the sacredness of the things of God. And God, being who he is, he cannot accept partial obedience. No. So, it was all right for God to respond in that way, so that he can leave a precedence even today in 2022.
Yeah.
That we don't play around with what God. God says what he means, and he means what he says.
Eish.
God is particular. Remember when we were talking about King Saul?
Right.
When they go to those animals, he says, we are sparing these animals from the Amalekites so that we can go and make a sacrifice to God.
Sacrifice, yes.
Very good intentions. But disobeying God. So one of the lessons is that one we can get is that when God gives a pattern, he expects human beings to follow that pattern. And God has never done anything without a pattern. Never. The Ark of Noah, there was a pattern that was given. The earthly sanctuary, it had a pattern. The camping of the children of Israel, according to tribes, it was according to a pattern. Their movements, they were moving with a pattern. And even when you look at all nature around you, it has to do with the pattern. So God works with order all the time, and he will never depart from that.
We have a comment on our WhatsApp line here that says, that's a very important point from the pastor, which needs repeating and the lessons explored. The ark was meant to be carried on the shoulders, not put on a cart. So let's bring it into present day context. What are some things that maybe God has been particular about that we have decided, that we sometimes decide our own way? We decide to go our own way and with wonderful intentions, but unfortunately ends up leading us into disobedience. What have we been told to put on our shoulders that we are now putting on a cart?
There are a lot of things. One, God commands us to return tithes and offerings. And at times we think, maybe I can just make a donation here and there. I can go somewhere, I donate some money, and they need to cover what God has said. No. God still expects us to do what he requires of us. What he required 3,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, he expects us to do the same even today.
Sure.
Yeah, no, when I was looking at this work, I was thinking about myself as a pastor, and the realization is deepening in me on the work that I do. How sacred that work I have, how I have to take my work in regard to Uzzah and even David and even any other Christian. When you are a Christian, set aside, you have accepted to walk with Christ, to be in the presence of God. So when we decide to do some fun things, like it happened with Uzzah, in that excitement, God can also visit us with his judgment. Because a failure to follow God's divine pattern is irreverence, lack of respect. The other thing that is Tabong we can also mention, is that the account of Uzzah is also found in 1 Chronicles 13, verse 1 to 13. You find the same account. But the details that you find there, you don't find it in second somewhere.
Daniel, okay.
We find that David actually consulted the people and then let us go and bring the ark. But one lesson that we can also take home, the counsel of people in authority does not always constitute God's authority from God.
Please say that again, Pastor.
The counsel or the advice of people in authority does not always constitute the authority of God.
Amen.
Not what everything that I say as a pastor. I have what I say needed the endorsement of God. I am in authority. I have vested powers in me. David was a king. He was anointed by God.
Yeah.
He consulted the people and the people said, it is all right, let us go and do it. But you can see that he was outside the God's way of doing things.
Right.
First they put the ark on the new cart. Then someone tries to touch it. Because that one who touched it, actually, he saw in the first place it was put on an ark. Unlike being put on the shoulders. So he thought, I think we can continue. So one sin can lead to another sin. It has got a triple effect.
Very true. especially when say I just put one foot out of God's will, just one foot, and then I don't feel any immediate repercussions or any immediate consequences, then I think, okay, so then I keep on pushing the boundaries, I keep on going further and further. And then when finally something happens, like Uzzah gets struck down, it's like, oh, but God, what are you doing? That was extreme. And yet this is the boundaries have been getting pushed.
Yes, actually, what we see even in the death of Uzzah, it was God's love.
Mm.
Ultimate love. It was a grace in action. When we disobey, what do we want? What are the wages of sin? It is death.
Mm.
But the gift of God is eternal life. For a wage, you have to work. For eternal life is a gift you receive.
Yes.
Mm. So the wages, you have to work for it.
Yeah.
But for eternal life, it's a gift you receive.
Yeah, yeah.
So Uzzah worked, he was paid.
Eish.
You are paid every month, I'm paid every month.
Yeah.
For the work that we do. So God has to pay. So God was right to give you Uzzah a salary.
For what he had done, for the work he had done.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the work he had done. Which is a lesson to me, which is a lesson to you, which is a lesson to also our listeners. And we also have to know that the Philistines had put the ark on the cart. God did not kill them. He didn't kill them. Why? They did not have the knowledge of God's law.
Interesting.
You talk about Gideon. Yeah. Gideon, when God called him, he says, no, let me put cotton here to see if it is you who is speaking. He does this. No, let me do this. But when Zechariah in Luke asked a question of doubt, how can my wife or me in old age have a child? He was punished there and then.
Hey.
In 9 months, no talking.
Hey.
The same question that Gideon asked, he is spared. The same question Zechariah asks, he is punished there and then.
Mm.
This is a priest. This is someone who is working in the temple.
Yeah.
Handling the things of God. How should he doubt God with all the knowledge, with all the experience? So God may spare another person, but he may not spare me.
Yeah.
The more light I have, the more responsible I am before God. So if you claim you know a lot about God, then you must also know that you are more accountable to God.
Amen. Amen. Very, very powerful lesson there, Pastor. It's a powerful lesson for all of us, especially those of us who claim to be, you know, servants in the vineyard. We're here working for God and, you know, trying to help bring people to God. I feel like already in that, there's an added responsibility to actually know what you're talking about and to live according to that. Because clearly, as we can see from this example, God is particular. And, you know, the wages of sin, you will get your wages. God is not going to hold back on the wages that he owes you for the work that we've put in. So definitely a powerful lesson to learn. And I really also appreciate your lesson there about how sometimes, not sometimes, that good intentions are not a good excuse for disobedience. That's definitely a lesson, I think.
Not,
yeah, that's a powerful lesson for us all too. Because, I know a lot of times we justify, it's easy for us to justify, I'm not going to do this, I'd rather do that. And that might be a good thing. There's nothing wrong with giving to the poor. There's nothing wrong with worshiping God Sunday to Friday. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's not Sabbath. Sabbath is the seventh day. So, you know, so your best intentions might be beautiful, but they don't take away from what God's instruction, his direct instruction is.
Yeah, exactly. Mm.
Any final words, Pastor, that you'd like us to take away from this conversation?
Thank you. Maybe just to repeat the lessons quickly.
Mm-hmm.
We learn from Uzzah. When God gives a pattern, he expects human beings to follow that pattern.
Mm.
No deviation. And he gives clear instructions, we follow them, and we are blessed.
Amen.
Sins committed with good intentions are still punishable by God.
Mm.
Failure to follow God's divine pattern is irreverence, is lack of respect, it's disobedience. Number five, the advice of people in authority does not always constitute authority from God. Lastly, God does not need our help. He needs our cooperation. He needs obedience from us, not help.
Powerful. I like that. I like that. God requires our cooperation, not our help. Definitely a beautiful lesson there. In fact, how can we even help God when you think about
it? We can't.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you for coming through. We really appreciate your time today.
You're most welcome. God bless you and God bless all our listeners.
Amen. Amen. Family, that was Pastor Munga speaking there on a very powerful lesson. I think that we can all learn, especially when it comes to our good intentions, when it comes to, and when it comes to helping God, right? That one is a very important one. And I think I'll actually have the pastor come back sometime soon so that we can, I want us to focus on helping God. Sometimes when we pray for something, right? Have you ever experienced that? You pray for something and you feel like God is taking too long to come through. You feel like God is not, maybe he just needs a reminder, or he needs you to just take the first step and do something. And then you try, you jump in there trying to help God and you end up messing things up in an incredible way. And now you need him to come and fix the mess that you've created. So I want us to talk about when we go wrong by trying to help God. I will definitely get in touch with the pastor in the future to talk about that. That's, that should be an interesting one, right? Any questions or comments, please do get in touch on +27734703520. You're tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.